Ay po.
hindi pa
Ay.
I'm glad you are already dealing with the script to install in different computer. That's very cool. Very cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
And just to refresh your mind, when you said that this file should be executable, so every script or I'm sorry, no. If executable is only if you can execute a compile. If you compile any program and converting .exe, then you can execute a file. But if you have a .py, a Python script or .bat, like you have here, then you are basically interpreting it under Windows if you use the extension .bat. But you must have the proper library, right, and the Python folders, huh? Because I don't have.
No, if you download the bat file, it automatically yeah, go ahead.
I delete. I download, but how can you execute it?
Just click it, it executes it.
No. No, it's not. You need to, if you have any file to execute, you must either have as a .bat, B-A-T, a .com, a .py, or any other, or .exe, but .exe will never execute it if it's not a compile file.
No, I executed the Windows EXE dot bat. It is
Oh,
working.
okay. You put dot bat. That's what
Yeah.
is okay. Dot b. So you're executing a dot bat, not a
Yeah.
dot exe.
No.
So you need to remove the name executable from your file. Makes no sense to call that a executable file because it's
No,
not.
yeah, Windows underscore exe, that's what you mean?
I'm sorry?
The name of the file is Windows underscore exe, right? You want me to
No, I suggest never use the name exe because
Okay.
exe is never should never be a name, should be a extension.
Okay.
Because you are using extension txt,
Yeah.
if I click your file, it will not execute anything. It will open the script inside the notepad.
Okay, yeah. You have to change the extension to BAT
Oh,
and then
yes.
another file I have. So I don't know when I copy it that bat file to a different folder, it automatically copies the Python file also.
Yes,
So
because it found the proper library inside your folder, proper folder. So yes,
yeah.
let me check the script. Check.
Yeah, I have sent another file .txt. You have to change the extension to py, Python.
Yeah, exactly. Because
Yeah.
extension, the Python, the PI is a library from Python. So
Yeah, yeah.
you send that's a little agent, the temp over there. You send another
Yeah.
file, but the first
Yeah.
script I could not install. As soon as I executed the BAT, it aborts. Perhaps because I was installing under my restricted account. I only use my account under daily, so I
Okay.
may need to right-click and execute the file under admin. Let me try. Do you
No, I'm executing in temp account only. Maybe if you change the extension and change back, sometimes it won't work,
No,
remember?
the extension already changed it to. I run the bat. I remove the dot txt, and I put the dot bat. That's all I did. As soon as I click, it start in abort because I don't have a Python install. I believe I need to execute under admin. Let me try again. Do you need to change the extension to PI inside the script? There's some place.
Yeah. Need to have a Python installed in your.
I don't have it. But here you said that if in your script you said check if Python's installed. If Python's installed, okay. If not, install from python.org.
Mm-hmm.
So then it should install. Yeah. If Python install, should do okay. But also, let me try again. Okay.
Yeah, convert that text Python file into PY and see whether the application runs.
No, I don't have a Python, but here in your script, it's telling to install Python.
Oh, okay.
You didn't realize you put check if Python install. If not, install from HTTPS. Python.org.
I have Python in my.
But I don't. So it should. Mm-hmm. Let me try. Hold on a second.
Okay.
So you have a lot of work already in this stuff, huh?
Yeah. I haven't copied the file from Reply to my local folder.
Uh-huh.
I'm trying to do that because later if we discontinue Replit, and then if you need the code, so I need to download, I need to copy them to my local folder.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold on a second. We have 2 days to work and fix the 3CX. Was a big deal because we decide to save a couple money and get a plan that was professional plan, which is lower than the enterprise, because enterprise now allow us to record all the conversation, but we cannot stop the conversation. We cannot stop and start recording. So we decide to save a good money, but then force us to reinstall everything from the backup. Mm-hmm. And it was very, very difficult because
go ahead.
We have to put Goga to work.
No, okay.
He was working. He saved the day for us.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Goga was working.
Goga saved the crisis here. But we learned the lesson. We are not going to change. We're going to go back to enterprise and then never change it back, even if you need to cost more money. And also Goga said why we remember that we try to pay the AnyDesk and they refuse the price that they have an agreement with us. Remember that?
Yeah.
So Goga said, why don't we use our own 3CX sharing? We just need to install a little app they call 3CX Remote Control, and I'm gonna send it for you right now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Remember, when I transfer to 3CX, I cannot use the EXE example. Remember that? So I'm gonna rename it to text TXT, then you rename over there, okay?
Okay.
Give me a second. As I check it. Okay, here's the file. Do you see it?
Well, hold on a second.
Can you download?
Yeah, I see it. So I have to change into EXE?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
But it's just good to learn. This is a real executable file. Because why? Because it is compiled on the C++.
Okay.
It's a program that runs alone. He don't need anything to run.
Okay.
So you just rename it exe, and then you can run in your computer.
So I can use that to talk to you and all that?
Then we can use our 3CX meeting. You just request a meeting, your app, and then we use that only for remote control, not for the meeting. Okay. That's not for the meeting.
Okay. So what is that for? It's only what we can do with that.
Oh, dear. Everything that we could do with any desk.
Okay, that's good.
But you need to pay attention. In any desk, you always determine who is it controlling, right? If you host, then the guest was controlling, correct?
Yeah.
But in 3CX, we have a meeting. We just open the meeting.
Okay.
And then you share your screen. Oh, I share my screen. And whoever...
Oh, that's good.
Any screen you can share. However, if I share my screen, or if you share your screen, and you need to, you ask me to control your computer, then you need to run this remote control setup, and I will have to request you to control your computer. Do you understand?
Okay.
But you understand this is only up to install and set up the possibility for you to remote control or to offer myself or anybody in the meeting to control your keyboard. You understand now?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So just install that in your laptop, okay?
Okay, Paul.
Okay, now let me try here to see if I can run your bat, okay? Give me a second. I'm going to try to run as admin.
Mm-hmm.
To do that, I'm going to transfer that inside the C. Mm-hmm. Go to program files. Okay, I'm gonna try now, okay?
Okay, Paul.
Let's see. Oh. Okay. It's running, but it says, yes, first I must install Python from python.org. So your program is not installing. I first need to install Python, okay? So I'll not be able to do this today.
Okay.
Because install Python is a little bit risky, you know what I mean? Anybody after that can run some code in my computer and I will never even know what's going on. So, and also, if you need me to test something, of course I will test for you, help, whatever I can, okay? But okay. Then I'm going to install it, then delete later. That's it. But how is that working? Do you Do you have some testing for you? You create one.
Yeah,
right?
I tested it. It's working. I have Python and the Google Gemini. You know, I cannot. You know, say for example, good morning, and then it won't say good morning. How are you? All that I cannot. Do in Google Gemini free tier because it says in the free tier I won't have a search capability. Just text processing.
No, let's find some model that you can have more power. I have no problem to pay for that. Can you check?
Okay, Paul.
Do you need to check the price? But before you do that, also, did you test other LLMs to see?
Mm-mm, this is the only one I tested.
But you know you can test. Do you know which model they offer under the framework? Do you know?
No, I have.
You didn't check the documentation yet.
The Lendra documentation.
No, if you didn't check.
Okay, I'll do that and then see.
You need to check that, Deepa. Because I know they already have the plugin. Test for Claude, and
okay.
I think they are doing for Llama. I'm sure they have more. So if you don't have the plugin for several LLM, several models, it would be worthless for us.
Okay,
dear. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm very glad you did. So anytime you want to put this in the website so people can make a test, I will help you. Okay, I'll help you. Okay?
Okay, Paul.
Also, did you know that the dev community, they create a challenge for people that are looking to create a voice agent? Remember those the voice agent you need to do in a different framework. They create a competition offering $1,000, and that would be interesting for you to participate, not to enter the competition, but because then they will share all the others' competitors' copy of whatever they did, so you can see what they are doing. And the competition is good because the competition allow you to understand the three types of implementation for voice only. Do you want to take a look?
Where is the competition? How do I go?
Okay, let me give the credential for you, okay? We have an account. That's the reason I'm telling, because we have an account. We have an accounting for... dev online. Did you ever heard about the community called dev.2?
No, Paul. No? Hold on a second. Let me use the restroom and be back.
Okay.
Hi Paul, sorry.
Okay, so you go to the website. Hold on. It's dev.2. Okay. Then you
dev
sign.
Dot?
No, dev.to, two.
Okay.
T-O.
T-O-O?
No, only T-O, two letters.
Oh, okay.
Are you there?
My computer is a little slow, so.
Sure, don't worry. I'm so sorry somebody gave you an Indian laptop. That's a big problem.
Sometimes it's fast and sometimes it's slow. So far I have been working with it. It was okay, but now it's taking time. Yeah, I went there.
Huh?
Yeah, I'm there. Partially there. Okay. 3 million developers.
No. Yes, they joined the dev community. That's what you see.
Yeah, it's fully not loaded yet. I have to create the account.
No, we have an account for the Be Providence. Just click the email. Put the email over there in the bottom.
Okay.
Developers@beprovidence.com.
Okay, so. Did you send the login?
Sorry?
Did you send me the login details or?
No, I just told you. Developers.
Okay. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me get the notebook. So it's developers?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, what is the login form?
It's developers, our developers account, and the main email for developers. developers@beprovidence.com.
So the password would be temp?
No, the password, yes, temp4_.
Developers, right?
At.
Okay.
Did you put at?
Yeah.
Developers under capital D.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So I had to go in there and then what I should do.
No, I'm going to show you where the channel. No, I don't know. You need to read the documentation. But I'm going to show you something. Can you enter there?
Yeah, hold on a second. You want me to go to the account or you want me to note it down in my notebook?
No, they go to the dashboard. Did you sign in already?
Hold on a second. So the username and the email are the same, right, Paul?
Of course, you can use a username. Could be an email, could be your name. We always use email as a username, Deepa. Always.
Okay.
Most of the time we use that.
Okay.
Are you there?
Yeah, it is asking me to. For a human test.
Oh, what they need a another code for validation?
No, no. I have to. They are checking whether I'm a robot or not.
Checking what?
So you know the I have to check all the bicycles, something like that.
Okay.